And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Extension Forage Specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, bull sales on the calendar are abundant this time of year. Putting in some homework if you're out there buying a bull is time well invested, right?
Absolutely. Bull sales years and years ago, you know, we didn't have a lot of tools to use in selection other than phenotype of the animal and a pedigree. And nowadays, we have so many more tools that we can use in selection, but we need to know how and the appropriate way to use those tools.
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll talk more about those tools on how to buy the right bull when we come back.
Fry Angus Ranch sale is Sunday, February 4th, selling 125 performance-tested yearling bulls, 35 registered bred heifers, and 30 commercial bred heifers. You can view the catalog at fryangusranch.com. The sale is at the ranch, south and west of Granville, North Dakota, 1 o'clock Central Time, with a complimentary beef lunch before the sale. Fry Angus Ranch sale, Sunday, February 4th, south and west of Granville, North Dakota. Fry Angus, the brand of performance.
It's the Klein Simmental Ranch Production Sale. Klein's 12th annual sale is February 4th at the ranch west of Herdsfield, North Dakota at 2 o'clock. We're selling 55 Simmental bulls and 35 registered open heifers. We are also selling 11 commercial open heifers and 90 commercial bred heifers. Check out our website at klsrcows.com. That's klsrcows.com. You can also check out the Klein Ranch Facebook page or call Matt at 701-693-6317. It's the Klein Simmental Production Sale at the ranch February 4th and also online at DV Auction. See you there.
Talking buying the right bull for cattlemen today on Ranching Issues with James Rogers. And James, we talked about doing that homework earlier in our report. Where is a good place to start that information?
I think the first place to go would be your breed association for whatever breed type you're interested in. They have so much information now. And one thing that I would look at is just the genetic summary of trends of that particular breed to begin with, and then just look at where an animal might fall within that breed association, like is he in the top half, middle half, bottom half of a particular trait. So go to your website. There's also tools on many of the association websites to help you use all that information in your selection.
And of course, all these different breeds have amazing setups within each breed association, right?
Yes, the associations all are putting out a lot of data nowadays that's there free for you to use. Take advantage of that when you're going through your bull selection homework.
All right, good stuff as always, James. That'll bring this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Fry Angus Production Sale, by the Klein Simmental Production Sale, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for your ag banking solutions.